Welcome again to Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm your host, Greg Tucker. Over the past year or so, we've been spending quite a significant amount of time talking about the Affordable Care Act and the implications for those who haven't had insurance, for individuals at large, and what the benefits and opportunities are there. But this year, we want to focus a little bit more on the Affordable Care Act and its implications for businesses. Now, joining us to explain a little bit about the new requirements under the Affordable Care Act on businesses is Hector De La Torre, who, of course, leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Good to have you back, Hector. What do people need to know, particularly businesses and employees of smaller businesses? And by that, I guess we mean 100 employees or more.
Well, I think the big news for 2015 is that the employer mandate kicks in. Now, last year we had an individual mandate. This year, it's an employer mandate. If they have 100 or more employees, they are required to provide their full-time workers with affordable health insurance. The full-time is defined as working 30-plus hours per week throughout the year. Next year, 2016, businesses with 50 to 99 employees will face the same mandate.
Right. So it's a phased-in requirement that obviously gives businesses time to prepare and budget accordingly, I suppose.
Absolutely. And it's important that the smaller businesses with under 50 employees know that they do not and will not have to provide health coverage to their employees under the Affordable Care Act.
What about dependents of employees? Do they benefit from this? Is it a requirement that they also be covered?
There is no mandate for dependent care to be paid for by the employer. If they offer it, they have to continue to offer it, but they do not have to pay for it. In other words, if there's a health plan that offers individual and family coverage, the employer only has to do the individual portion. The family, the employee, would be responsible for their dependents.
There's some important tax benefits for complying with these new mandates for businesses. Briefly, give us an overview of what those are.
Well, there is a significant tax implication here, which is a tax penalty. If they do not provide coverage to their employees, they have to pay $2,000 per employee as a penalty.
Ouch.
But it's very important to note that if they provide coverage, those premiums, those employee premiums, are tax deductible. The employer shared responsibility payment, the tax penalty, is not tax deductible. So if you're going to pay something for nothing, probably better to go ahead and offer the coverage. It is the mandate, and therefore you can get a tax deduction as a business expense.
Quickly, Hector, let's touch on what employees really want in their health plans. You've done some research into this, and I think there's some pretty clear consensus here.
Absolutely. We know that nearly 4 in 10 employees are dissatisfied with the availability of wellness discounts, and large majorities of employed Americans want to receive wellness initiatives, wellness incentives from their employer. And these include preventive screenings and vaccinations, exercise programs, and healthy food options.
Great. As always, Hector, thanks for the insights. And there's more to read about at transamericainstitute.org and click on the Health Center. And there you can read more about this and get some really handy resources. Thanks as always, Hector. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker for WYPR, your NPR news station.